So much of who we are has to do with being from somewhere, to be able to trace the history and the footsteps of those who came before us. This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. The Old Shore Road is what they called it, though it was really a well-worn path to and from the village of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century settlement that no longer exists. But even if we can't physically walk the old road, we're able to find it again through those who are willing to share the story of it with us. The renowned modern artist George Morrison was born and raised in Chippewa City. He shared what the village was like during its decline.
At the time that I was finishing high school in Grand Marais, Chippewa City was in its decline and it was fading out as a village. I barely remember growing up when I was a child, like around 8, 9, 10, that there were about maybe less than a dozen families, or maybe even half a dozen, left in Chippewa City. Prior to that, I understand it was a quite a large village, spreading out from all the way from Grand Marais to towards Croftville.
Grand Portage band member Richard Anderson.
Well, certainly when I was in school, I can remember Chippewa City as being quite a community. The summertime, many of the people would set up teepees and so forth down on the flat part, down more near the lake. And then the Morrisons had their homes out there, both Jim and Joe. I remember the old Indian cemetery out there. That was interesting at that time. All the little huts and houses were over the grave sites and so forth. And that all just deteriorated through time. But it just faded away.
Jim Whipson was enlisted in the military and recalls coming home to visit while on leave.
Naturally, I was born in Chippewa City. I'd come to Grand Marais, and I'd stop in Grand Marais at Jackson's place or look around the town, and even at times I'd walk into Chippewa City to look around, see how it was. There was very few people then. Everybody, a lot of them died and a lot of them moved away. So Chippewa City got down to a point where there wasn't much, there was few white people living there then, because a lot of white people took over, bought land there in Chippewa City. So a lot of Indians disappeared.
Grand Portage band member Irene Sullivan also remembers visiting her former home after the decline.
But I just kind of think that was such a nice time, and now we don't know what in the world's there. It's all sort of barricaded, and even when you go down, my grandmother lived in Chippewa City, and my mother used to get us all dressed on Sundays, and we'd walk down the, I guess it's a mile, mile and a half to Chippewa City, and with my grandmother. And it was such a nice area down there too. And now you can't even get beyond the church because everybody's built up in fences, and they've built up barricade more than the White House.
The expansion of Highway 61 north to Canada between 1920 and 1930 would effectively cut Chippewa City in two and force the destruction of many homes between Grand Marais and Croftville. Irene Sullivan lived near the present site of the Aspen Lodge Hotel.
I felt so bad when they put that highway in, and my mother did too. I was a little kid. They plowed right through our playground.
Vivian Walls recalls how the State Department acquired her mother, Josephine Zimmerman's land on the east side of Grand Marais.
They took part of mother's land to build that highway.
When asked if her mother was given a choice, Vivian replied,
yes. Either they would sell it to her, buy it from her, or they would just use it. I know she was so mad.
When the U.S. government established the Indian Reorganization Act in 1934, Native American people were encouraged to move onto reservation lands and take shelter in a new policy that encouraged tribal sovereignty and self-government. When the last Mass was held at the Chippewa City Church in 1936, the community had dissolved into one or two families. Jim Whipson.
I hate to say this, but I think Chippewa City is gone. I don't think there's any more Chippewa City. I think all it is, they have a little remembrance of it, is that church and the graveyards. Other than that, there just ain't nothing there to say it was Chippewa City. All the Indians are gone, and it's a sad situation, but that's the way it is. It's a place that has been and it's gone. A lot of the younger generation don't even know what Chippewa City is. And it's got a lot of history to it, just like Grand Portage. A lot of the history is gone too, unless somebody follows up on it and try to bring it back.
This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. Funding for Walking the Old Road is provided by the State of Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and WTIP. The show is produced by Stacey Droulard, with music by Keith Sokola. Archived interviews, courtesy of the producer, the Grand Portage National Monument, and the Cook County Historical Society.